Oh, I had one real offer, and that was from Coach Lamb, Southern Utah. And so, you know, it was an easy choice for me, huh? Well, I was pretty undersized coming out of college, or out of high school, rather. I was about 180 pounds playing running back. And so there weren't exactly teams knocking my door down, you know, to get me. So, sure. Right. Yeah, I didn't go to a lot of camps. I was both underexposed and, you know, underdeveloped. I didn't lift weights in high school, so that probably had a lot to do with it too. But Coach Lamb, he saw something in me, and he saw some potential that ended up working out well for me. It was a family decision not to lift in high school. You know, just kind of keep developing my body, and so. Appreciate that. Well, my senior season, I played at 230 pounds as safety at Southern Utah. I dropped down to about 217 for this event, and that was just a personal decision, just to show fluidity in my hips and really expose my safety aspects coming in. Fast. Hey, we'll see, huh? We'll see. I'll give that political answer. I mean, yeah, we'll see on Monday. Yep. I would say about sophomore year. Sophomore year in college is when it really started to dawn on me that, hey, I could play at the next level, and it became a tangible reality for me. You know, I would say just the beginning of the season.
Jordan Lucas, table three.
The beginning of the season.
Jordan Lucas, table three.
You know, I looked around. I was like, okay, I can be the best player in this division. I can be the best player, you know, moving forward. And it was on the radar for me. The best player I've played against in my time at SUU is probably going to be Keenan Allen out of Cal when we played them. Yep. My hitting style?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I pride myself on being able to tackle. I go for the contact. I love it. And so that's definitely something I'm trying to bring into my play at the next level. I'm bigger than I was my sophomore year in college when we were just talking about it. So with that size comes confidence. And I know that the guys are going to be bigger at the next level too. So, hey, I'll have to adjust like I did in college and keep moving forward, but that style isn't going to change. Right. Well, that's the beauty of it. It depends on the team. You know, there's a lot of different packages out there. I've been talking to some teams, you know, sometimes I'll hear like a nickel will. Some teams do want me to play safety, roll down sometimes. It just depends on the coordinator and the style of defense that they play. Yeah. Well, that's a difficult question because you're right. I have been compared to a few different ones. Just for size alone comparison, I always was compared to Cam Chancellor. Whether it was just my own comparison or the guys around me at SUU. But I'm starting to see, you know, a lot of other comparisons making sense too, like Deion Buchanan. And so that question could go, you know, you'll see those tendencies, those similarities across the board. Polamalu, yes, definitely. Polamalu, Bob Sanders, all those guys from that era. I mean, I've been talking to Chris Hope recently, and I see a lot of similarities in myself with Chris Hope. And it's just that physical style, that reckless nature is something that I really model my game after.
You mentioned the comparison to Deion Buchanan.
Sure.
He's a guy obviously who's played in Arizona and Todd Bowles, who's the head coach of the Jets right now.
Right.
Have you met with the Jets, and how familiar are you with the scheme that Todd Bowles runs? Do you think you'd be a good fit there?
I'm very familiar, and I have talked to the Jets. You're not going to find a guy here who hasn't talked to the Jets, I'm sure. But, you know, I could see myself fitting into that system. And like I said before, I'm trying to bring as much versatility to this camp as possible so that I can see myself playing in a lot of different systems. That's my plan. Sure. Well, it was a personal choice. My dad, he was a very athletic person growing up. He still is very athletic, and he understood where I was at, and so he kind of talked me into it. I fought it at times, you know. Hey, I wanted to lift in high school, but yeah, my dad was very adamant about it, and it paid dividends later for me. Well, my coach at the time, Coach Redmond, he understood. He respected me. He respected my family, and so I didn't catch a lot of flack for that. Definitely. I was kind of a late bloomer, and so that helped. Well, I hear that a lot. I hear that, you know, guys say these drills don't have much to do with football, but, you know, you are going to run in straight lines in the game. You are going to cut. You know, I am going to have to jump for jump balls. So these drills do matter. And so I wouldn't say it's necessarily strange time for me. I would say it's definitely a unique time for me. This all the cameras, all the attention is definitely not something I'm used to coming from where I'm at. So that's probably the most eye-opening thing for me. But as far as the drills go, no, it's exciting. I'm enjoying every second of it, man. Blocking kicks to me is an effort play. And I have the effort. I think there's a lot of guys who they could block kicks if they just brought the effort on special teams. And that's something I pride myself on. I love special teams, and I love bringing the effort on them. And so I think blocking kicks, having that stat, those stats in my repertoire is something that proves that. What's that? I did. I broke my clavicle my freshman year when I first arrived on campus. I redshirted that year. Haven't had any problems with it since. Sure. I like to be familiar with my competition, and so I would keep up to date, not too extensively, but I like to have an idea of who I'm going against. So, yes, I would keep tabs on competition coming into this. No. Hey. No. I wouldn't say that it was the broken collarbone came because I didn't lift. I would say it's because I was overambitious on special teams at the weight I was at. I mean, it doesn't matter how much I would have lifted in high school, taking on a 350-pound Samoan man who's a senior first day of camp in college isn't going to fare well for you either way. So I learned my lesson. I said, hey, okay. This day forward, I'm going to start gaining some weight and be a little bit more selective what I do with this body weight while I'm here. And then it worked out for me in the long run. Yeah. How does an FCS team produce the research on high quality draft prospects for this year alone? Sure. Definitely. It's not an accident. It's not an accident that the three of us are here. It's not a coincidence. The fact that we are all here at this time just shows that we were working together. This was a grander plan that we had years ago, and we worked for it. It took a lot of hard work, and we worked together. Yep. Sure. I think the only camp I went to out of high school was a underclassman camp. and it was fairly small in Las Vegas. It wasn't too big. So no, I didn't attend any school camps, no. Good to go. Thanks, guys.